Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be just honest with people. I'm going to open the phones up and get your take on the North Korea situation, the Arizona situation, the global financial meltdown. I just can't believe the general public getting up in arms. I don't understand it. I don't know why other people aren't like me, why they don't want to be informed, why they don't want to be involved, why they don't care about their kids, why they don't care about anything. See, the sick thing about it is that I've gotten more wise, and I've studied a lot of history and philosophy, and I understand now that it seemed like 10 minutes ago that I was 5 years old. And 10 minutes from now, in the scheme of time, I'm going to be 80 years old, if I'm blessed to live that long, and I'm going to be dead. And more, I could care less about myself. I care about my fellow man, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whatever it is. And I'm tired of people being manipulated and lied to and poisoned and dumbed down. I have kinship with humanity. I realize that that is the immortality. The sure immortality is through the species. And I really love my children. I really want them to be free. Back when I was a teenager, I always heard politicians say it's for the children, think about future generations. And I knew they were manipulating people because adults, you know, cared about children. But now that I am a parent, I really understand why they pull that string. It's a counterfeit of we should do everything for our children and their children. If you could meet your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren on some future space station or Mars or, you know, here on the planet, wouldn't you love them, that little toddler, that little two-year-old, your great-great-great-great-granddaughter or son, as much as you love your own children? And we're not going to have that future. They're going to set up their world government and kill most of us. And the worst people of our species are running things. And they think they're the best because they're so ruthless. And I am just frustrated that I'm just frustrated that they're always there laughing at us and leering and admitting all their evil. And still the cowardly public sits there buying into it, going along with it. It's just so real. It's so admitted, all of it. And I'm tired of bad people winning. I'm tired of corrupt people getting away with their evil. I'm tired of how unconscious the public is. I'm tired of how weak I am. I knew they were chemtrailing us 15 years ago. And then in the last three, they just admit they're doing it now and it's no big deal. They admit they know it's poison they're putting in the water. They know the vaccines are full of cancer viruses by design. And they come out and say, oh, this children's vaccine is good. So what if it has viruses in it? And they're playing everyone off against each other. Look, I got a bunch of news coming up, and we're going to get into how the financial scam, one of the main pillars of the New World Order system, that if we expose this, we can bring them down. And I was talking about this, you know, 12 years ago. Most people were laughing at me, but now it's become a mainstream news issue. And that's very exciting. Walter Burian coming up. But I do want to open the phones up in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today on any of these issues, any of these items you want to discuss. And I've got $1,000 fines for not paying on the toll roads in Texas. Of course, they don't even tell you you're on a toll road. It's license plate reading. We'll cover that as well.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
North Korea is run by a 5'1" power-tripping demon who the U.S. government, the Swiss government, via Donald Rumsfeld, gave nuclear weapons material to on record. They have a joint factory on their border as part of an aid system to the North, where they have to give them the fuel oil and the grain and everything else. And the North sits there always threatening them if they don't give them more. That's what our government is. It's a big corrupt, murdering parasite that says, give me all your tax money. I got troops in black uniforms. We'll come SWAT team you. The IRS admits they use fear to control you. It all goes to offshore banks. Same thing with North Korea. They just sit there with nuclear weapons saying, we'll start World War III with you if you don't give us all this free money. And our government goes, you're just like us. Here's some nuclear weapons. We love you. We need to have a threat out there. And right on time, as the global financial collapse unfolds, North Korea raises its head. It rears its ugly head and torpedoes a ship and is running around threatening everyone. North Korea expels South Korean officials from joint factory park. It's owned by the North and the South, and they're just kicking them out, and they're now cruising their ships around on the edge of South Korean water, saying they're going to go ahead and attack them, and they're trying to play chicken to get even more money and power. And, you know, this guy is reportedly dying of cancer, and these lunatics, you know, like Hitler in his bunker, said, go ahead and take Berlin down with me. You know, flood the tube stations, the underground train systems. And they said, well, that'll kill our own people. And he said, so what? They deserve it. So, you know, who knows what this lunatic's going to do? Who knows? I mean, this is always government and some lunatic with a military that works for them, which is the direction we're going, where the government is God, where the state is God. North Korea expels South Korean official from joint factory park, further fueling tensions between the Koreas. North Korea kicked South Korea government officials out of their joint factory park in the north on Wednesday and threatened to shut it down if Seoul resumes its anti-North Korean broadcast along the border. The North, accused of sinking the South Korean warship in the Yellow Sea in March, also renewed its threat to shoot South Korean loudspeakers if South sets them up on its side. And it just goes on and on. Here it is. North Korea threatens to close border with South as relations worsen as Hillary Clinton arrives in Seoul to discuss the crisis. The North expels 8 South Korean officials. And it just goes on and on. They're like displaying parts of the torpedo and the rest of it now. And Israel's saying they want to go into Iran. Iran went to Turkey and to France and signed deals for them to enrich all the uranium for their peaceful nuclear reactors. And Hillary put out a press release yesterday, last night, saying this isn't good enough. We're still going to attack you, basically. I've got that here on the stack. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. And what's so incredible is that you notice in the sanctions they're trying to pass in the Congress, it says no refined gasoline can be shipped into Iran. Iran has lots of oil, but they only have about half the refining capacity that they need for their country. So our government's saying we don't want you to have gasoline and you can't have peaceful nuclear reactors to power your country and your growing population of 67 million people. You cannot make a nuclear weapon with the material they want France and Turkey to produce. But North Korea could make A-bombs with what ABB and Donald Rumsfeld gave them, and they knowingly gave it to them in 96 and with a second group of reactor systems in 2000. We've got articles up on PrisonPlanet.com. What's the headline? Watson put a good article out yesterday. Nuclear war in Korea, brought to you by the U.S. Should be brought to you by the globalists, but whatever. Yeah, the U.S. didn't do it. And you heard Ron Paul mention last hour. You heard the congressman mention last hour here on the air that, oh, the CIA is carrying out civilian bombings in Iran. In 2006, Bush put out a press release from the White House reporting what Cy Hirsch had already reported 3 years before, that U.S. Special Forces and 4 groups of Muslim terror groups, 3 of them out of Wahhabi Saudi Arabia, Sunni, I'm not bashing Sunnis here, I'm just talking about the groups they're using, attacking Shiite Iran. And then now it's back in the news the last 2 days that generals, U.S. generals, are on the news saying, yes, we're launching attacks in Iran. Our criminal government is blowing up civilian targets inside Iran. And I know there's good old boys driving around their pickup trucks right now going, good, I don't like them Arabs. Number one, they're not Arabs. Number two, that's an act of war. I mean, the Iranians have laid down when our government blows up their jetliners to get them hopping mad and stages overthrows of their government over and over again. I mean, it's so sick, ladies and gentlemen. The Iranians love America. They always wanted to be pro-America. Mohammad Mossadegh was pro-U.S. till our government overthrew him using a bunch of radical Muslims. You just don't know history. Don't you dare sit there and say, kill them brown people before you know all about it. Don't sit there and play into this, you fool. I'm going to tell those good old boys something again. You're not really good old boys. You don't know your head from a hole in the ground. And I'm going to tell you this, too. If it's declassified that our government let the Russians have 22,000 U.S. troops that had been in German POW camps when the Russians took them over, if they will sell you out, If they'll sell out the Iraqis, if they'll sell out the Iranians, if they'll sell out our own troops, they'll sell you out, Jack. So when they're taking your farm or your ranch or with taxes that you don't owe, taking your business, just remember, buddy, you were into murder and death. You thought it was cool. You thought it was an extension of your manhood to watch shock and awe as Baghdad buildings blow up. Even if that was a just war, which it wasn't. You don't get off on buildings being blown up. You don't get off on dead women and children. It isn't tough, okay? And the truth is, you're all hat and no cattle. You know, it's this fake John Wayne type persona, and it isn't real, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? You know, it's one thing to have... Even though it was staged, the Empire of Japan was corrupt and was a part of it. They got suckered into attacking. The U.S. had forces in China attacking them. They knew they were going to attack Pearl Harbor. They let them do it. And then our troops went up, you know, Iwo Jima and all that, and that was heroic. But this isn't your grandpa or your great-grandpa's war, folks. We are now the corrupt empire. But again, even if you signed on to a corrupt empire, you're not getting any of the booty. Like, say, a British, middle-class person in 1800 got to be part of the empire and actually got something out of it. You're not getting jack squat out of this empire, except you're paying for it, and then everybody is hating you. Because the globalists are using the U.S. to set up their world government, and then at the same time blaming us for all the atrocities so they can get rid of us at the end. You understand? That's how this is being done. All masterfully being maneuvered and set up and integrated. I mean, here's an example. Excellent article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Rothschild's engineer fire sale of UK infrastructure to offshore corporations. And he's got all the links to the mainstream news talking about how the roads, the businesses, the infrastructure, the ports, all through this Rothschild holding company, just like they own the two big major carbon trading companies that you've got to buy your carbon credits from, just made up derivative. And they're financing Centra of Spain and Portugal, taking over our roads here in Texas, 8,000 miles of them. Elitist banking dynasty pushes for toll roads that would privatize UK road network in rich coffers of same banking elite who have wreaked global economy. Who've wrecked global economy. The Rothschild banking family is pushing for the privatization of UK's motorway network that would force Brits who have already paid a road tax to enrich the coffers of the private corporations intimately tied to the Rothschilds by means of road tolls and pay-by-mile schemes enforced with spy cameras. And then it goes on to the mainstream media reports about it. But listen, in Texas, which is the main funding mechanism, and here's the article out of the TV station that's reporting on this out of Houston, and I also heard this on local news yesterday. What happens is they have now put license plate reading up on existing roads that taxpayer money paid for, and you drive through it, don't even know it's a toll road, and then you get at your address, according to your driver's license database, they're in your database. This happened to me. You get like a $200 bill with, in my case, several hundred dollars of fines, and then I tried to pay it and got more letters saying I hadn't paid it, and now the fines were bigger, and I had to get on the phone with the collection agency. And basically, it's like $40-something in a couple of toll road trips turned into more than $400. Now, I told Charlie Hodge, a local talk show host, about this. He said the same thing happened to him. Here it is, but it gets worse. It says a $15 fee. It says a $1.25 how it begins. Then it's a $15 fee. Then it's $400, then it's $1,000, then it's $1,575, and they will not let you pay, and it gets better. They then go take your house. And all roads in Texas are to have this. It was called the Trans-Texas Corridor. They put up billboards everywhere. Rick Perry announced it. And then everybody got mad, so he changed the name, and they run CNN pieces attacking Ron Paul saying Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Any Texan knows it was on the news and the stinking billboards were up. That's how dumb they think you are. And it says right here, toll road violators can owe thousands in fines. Fines added the price of toll. No judge, no jury, no court, private groups gang raping you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Look, your calls are coming up, but there's been some huge breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the issue. The globalists have decided they can't cover stuff up, so they're just going to admit everything, overwhelm everyone, or we just give in.
yeah, we're going to give you thousands of dollars of fines for a $1.25 toll road. There's no police, no judicial process. We're just going to give you a $1,570 fine, and we're going to put it in the Houston Chronicle and on Houston TV and tell you it's good. Yes, the CIA is going to be interviewed in the Washington Post and admit they put out fake bin Laden videos. Yes, the CIA is going to go on TV and admit that they ship in and grow the opium. It's like the Fox News reporter going, what's the big deal? Everybody's saying they blew up Building 7. I was there that day, and sure, I heard them say they were going to blow it up, but they didn't have to because it fell on its own. And Larry Silverstein saying, yeah, we gave the decision to pull it, gave the order, watch it come down. We have all these cops on video saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. They're admitting they grow the opium and ship it in. They're admitting they make fake bin Laden videos. They're admittedly ripping everyone off, and they just don't care anymore. It's like Robert Rodriguez and the film commission saying they weren't getting any state funding, and now Aaron found the video of him with the governor saying, thank you for the $30 million for machete, governor. Him with the governor, and then the governor's running around lying and saying they didn't fund it. I just can't. They have made a conscious decision to just lie about everything, simultaneously admitting everything. This is why I'm flipping out right now. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Veteran Middle East correspondent Alan Hart, this is a big BBC reporter, largest engineering firm, studied collapse of Twin Towers, and so there was no doubt it was controlled explosion. Well, yeah, you also have underwriting laboratories. You always see UL on buildings, on steel, on air conditioners, on fire extinguishers. Underwriting laboratories did their own study, and so they blew the thing sky high. And then they said, keep it internal. And one of their engineers went public with the report, and they fired him. They blew all three buildings up right in front of you. They blew up Building 7 with blast points going out. I mean, and I'm supposed to say, no, there's no way the government would do that because I choose to not believe it. I'm not going to talk about it. And Paul Watson, we're going to queue up where he did this interview, and I want to get him on muo pronto. Veteran Middle East correspondent Alan Hart, largest engineering firm, studied collapse of Twin Towers and said there was no doubt it was controlled explosion. See, the globalists have a problem. It's just everybody starts coming out and saying, look, I'm done playing games. I'm not going along with your mind control. Sodium fluoride gives you cancer. Here's all the government documents. We're not doing it. You're putting cancer viruses in the vaccine. Here's 1,000 mainstream reports admitting it. You're growing the drugs, shipping it in. It's just, we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We got the Goldman Sachs emails. They engineered the collapse. We're done. We're done. We're done. 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 Do you get it through your stinking head? We're through. We're not putting up with it anymore. We're not putting up with Felipe Calderon, that drug lord up here shaking his finger at us and telling us to turn our guns into him. We're done. You understand? We're done. We're through. We're finished. We're angry. We're not under your guilt control anymore. It's over. Respected Middle East expert and former BBC presenter Alan Hart has broken his silence on 911 by revealing that the world's most prominent civil engineering company told him directly that the collapse of the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. Speaking on the Kevin Barrett show, I know Kevin, he's a good guy. In fact, cue it up. Let me play this later. I'm going to push Burian back. This is breaking. Hart said he thought the 911 attack probably started as a Muslim operation headed up by Osama bin Laden, but that the plot was subsequently hijacked and carried out by Mossad agents in collusion with elements of the CIA, adding that since its formation, Israel has penetrated every Arab government and terrorist organization. So he's going with Israel did it. It's all these governments involved together. Because, I mean, how did Israel make NORAD stand down? How did Israel have CIA drills? And again, if you got five heads on a Hydra, it's all part of the Hydra. It's not defending Israel. It's not defending England. It's not defending the U.S. It's just to say it's Israel will then also make it unpalatable in the media, and it's going to be spun. It's like when I talked to the admirals involved here on air, and they all said, LBJ was involved with the USS Liberty, working with Israel to sink it and blame it on Egypt. That's just what the admiral said. It doesn't give Israel any cover being involved in the attack that our government was involved as well. It shows the collusion. My guess is that at an early point, they said to the bad guys in the CIA, hey, this operation running what we do, and it goes on from there. So we'll get him on to talk about this ASAP. Now, that is certainly big news, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back, talk to Watson briefly, go to your phone calls. I'm just having to collate all this right now live on air as it unfolds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, this is huge breaking news. Paul Watson does such a great job ferreting out all the info. We've been to Alan Hart's website, and he's got a lot of our material up there. Seems very favorable to the work we're doing. And the real reason I want to talk to him, you can debate what intelligence agency had the lead role, but when you talk about U.S., British, Israeli, it's all merged at the hip. So I'm not even getting into that area, you know, his speculation on that. And you know, clearly some elements of Israeli intelligence had roles. The bigger, I mean, it's admitted ABC News, LA Times, that Israeli intelligence was shadowing and living next door to the hijackers. In some cases where they're landlords. I mean, that's a whole other subject. I want to get him on record about the construction firm telling him that it was a controlled demolition. That is the big one. And Watson's done a great job. I think he should probably add the latest information with the Fox News pundit admitting that that day he was told they were going to blow up Building 7. And also all that other information. But Kevin Barrett is a great guy, so we'll get him on as well about this very, very soon. I'm going to play a clip of this coming up in a moment, and then David, Roy, Joe, Eric, and others ahead of Walter Burian joining us. But what an amazing story. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. And Watson, you might also add, it's a great article, but the firemen saying there was molten metal, there were bombs going off, the police saying get back, they're going to blow it up. And also, what that Dutch engineer, when he's shown Building 7, saying, you know, that's controlled demolition. Just so people get an idea, this is just basically nuts and cherries on top of the sundae that just pile up and pile up. But this guy is a prestigious reporter and correspondent for BBC, you know, coming out and saying that he was told this by one of the biggest controlled demolition firms out there. This is certainly an incendiary report you've got up at PrisonPlanet.com. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Paul Watson.
Yeah, well, the thing to note about this guy is that he's not just a multi-decade Middle Eastern expert who worked for the BBC and ITN. He was actually on the inside and conducted negotiations between people like Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres. So his close friend, I mean, for example, he was close friends with the Shah of Iran, and he tried to negotiate with the UK government to have the Shah of Iran go into exile and live in his country estate.
Yeah, this guy has an incredible pedigree, super high-powered. Quite frankly, you know, he's got the markings of some type of super spy or something. Governments don't usually send journalists out with this level of, you know, clearance. But please continue. This is a big deal.
Yeah, so basically, beforehand, he said he refused to talk about 9/11. Didn't want to say anything about it. And then he came out with a quote where he basically said, while the world's collapsing, I want to look my grandchildren in the eye and say that I did something. So now he's gone on the record and said that he had the premier world civil engineering and construction firm analyze the collapse of the Twin Towers and presumably Building 7 as well. And they told him point blank that it was a controlled ground explosion, a demolition. He refused to name the exact firm, but he said that they told him that point blank, and he's got no reason to be fabricating it. He's a successful author, has been for years, and now he's broke his silence on 9/11. And also, he goes a little bit into speculation about what he thought happened. He said that the plot was probably started by Al-Qaeda, however you want to define that, and because obviously Israel, since its formation, has infiltrated and controlled Arab governments and Arab militant groups, that they immediately got wind of the plot, went to the CIA and asked them, you know, what are we going to do about this? And basically the Zionists and the neocons said, let's use it, which is exactly what they pronounced in their own Project for a New American Century document the year before. They called for a catastrophic and catalyzing event, a new Pearl Harbor. And that's exactly what they got with 9/11. So he points to the fact that there were five dancing Israelis who were originally called Middle Easterners. It later was confirmed by the Jewish newspaper Forward that they were Mossad agents. So, of course, that proves that Israel knew the attack was going to happen. But Hart went further and said that he believes that the planes had been fitted with transponders and the attack was conducted by remote control, which is what we lean towards because, of course, top pilots across the board have said that You cannot fly a massive commercial airliner at 600 miles an hour at sea level, A, without the airliner, if it's a standard, you know, Boeing commercial airliner, without it breaking up, because the air pressure at sea level is so intense, and it's going at 600 miles an hour, the flight that went into the South Tower. And B, these so-called hijackers, alleged hijackers, struggled to even fly basic Cessna light aircraft. So the fact that they were able to pull off flight maneuvers that would have been outside the skill of, you know, top guns, as many pilots have said, strongly indicates that it was a remote controlled attack.
Well, for me, the big issue is, does he say, and is this, I haven't even had a chance to read your entire article because they came in and gave this to me and I was scanning over and we got you on because you're constantly working. This just went up on PrisonPlanet.com. It'll be up on InfoWars.com within minutes. I mean, does he say what, because this is a prestigious reporter. He's got a very good record. Does he say what demolition company? I mean, the biggest is Control Demolition Incorporated, or they're one of the biggest, and they were the ones who helped, you know, drag all the wreckage away, not just the World Trade Center wreckage complex, but also Oklahoma City, so clearly involved in the cover-up. I would imagine it's not them. So, does he say what company?
No, he says he's got close friends and consultants who work for the world's leading civil engineering and construction firm. He point blank refused to name it, but he said it was.
Well, I mean, that could be General Electric, too. I mean, when you get up to just overall the biggest building projects, General Electric.
Yeah, he refused to name it, but he said it was the biggest and that his close friends worked for it. And he commissioned them to look at the videos and the evidence, and they said it was a controlled demolition.
Probably General Electric, because if he says construction, not just demolition, yeah, that would be. But there's some other big ones, but I believe. Guys, Google biggest construction company in the world. I know the Bin Laden Group's like number six or something, but I believe it's General Electric, though they've been divesting some of that. They build most of the big mega dams and other things like that, but they also build a lot of the weapons, the smart bombs. Well, I'll tell you, we've got the former German defense minister, the former head of German intelligence, the number two currently in the Japanese government. We've got all these other world leaders coming out. Saying it's an inside job. We know the government did Gulf of Tonkin. The government was involved in the USS Liberty. I've had all the admirals on. Geist, all of them. Most of them are dead. Moore I had on a bunch, a former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. They all said the same thing. Israel tried to sink that ship to blame it on Egypt to start World War III with the Russians as basically part of Operation Northwoods in 1967. And that when they launched their jets to go defend the ship, LBJ got on the radio over the phone and said that GD ship's going to the bottom and that he'd been in control of the ship under a national security operation. Ignoramus is out there go, presidents aren't over ships. Yeah, they're over spy ships in national security, just like they're over Delta Force. And it's on record that he was in control of that spy ship and it was under McNamara's orders. And a specific black op, just like Jimmy Carter was over the Delta Force and the 79 failed operation into Iran. And that was a setup. I've talked to Delta Force people that were involved. They were set up to fail on that. It says Vinci is the world's leading commission and construction group. Of course, everybody says they're the biggest. I'll have to look at a separate study on that. Whatever. Who knows who the biggest construction company is. I want to get him on. And I want to get Barrett on as soon as possible. We're still going to have Walter Berrien on. I wasn't going to have him on for 2 hours. We're going to have him on for an hour and 40 minutes. But I want to go to your calls as promised, get into some other news. Watson, can you believe they're now putting up, they tell you on the news by the transponder, and you're covered by all the toll roads on existing roads. But now they're using license plate readers and not even telling you you're on a toll road and then giving you 1,000, let me read the Houston TV station article, 1,000 $575 fines on an original $1.25 toll. And then now they're announcing all of your roads in England will be pay by the mile, and there'll be no judge, no jury. They're just going to send you magical bills. I mean, they're admitting Bin Laden fake videos. They're admitting the government grows the opium. They're coming out in plain view and going, okay, yeah, so what? We were going to blow up Building 7. But, I mean, they're just admitting everything.
Yeah, and with the road toll thing, they're saying that there's going to be massive public resistance, which might stop them from getting it through. But as I point out in the article, British people already pay road tax. They also pay council tax, which goes towards road maintenance. So they're already taxed twice for the roads, and now they're going to make us pay tolls as well. And the Rothschilds are the ones pushing it. So, I mean, yeah, they're going for broke, but on the same token, they're saying that, you know, we're going to go for this, but we're not sure whether we'll be able to ram it all through because the public resistance is growing and there's going to be a backlash. So it just remains to
be seen. But if you don't like toll roads, you're racist.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing, I guess.
No, they're already attacking Rand Paul, Republican websites, going, he's a delusional fruit. He believes there's something called SPP. He believes there was a North American highway. Public U.S. government maps, statements, meetings, 83 of the major highways turned into international toll roads to fund the NAU. They separately picked Atlanta or Miami as the capital. It's all public, and they just get up on the news, Paul, and say it doesn't exist, and we're completely insane.
Yeah, and now it's come out that the Rachel Maddow interview with Rand Paul, Nimmo was just in an article on this on InfoWars, they put out a fake transcript after the interview to smear Paul as a racist.
Oh, God, there's no end.
Quotes that he never even said on the show.
And he's, See, I mean, it's overload point here, Watson. And that's what they're doing psychologically is they're trying to break our will where, okay, we make fake bin Laden videos, we grow the drugs, we're poisoning your water, we're putting cancer shots in your vaccines, yeah, the Gardasil's killing kids, we're going to make you take it. By the way, going back to the first big story, General Electric is the biggest overall group, but they subcontract. And normally it's with Bechtel, and it says it's the number one construction company in the U.S. Vinci is the number one in France. Horchiff in Germany, CCC LTD, ACS in Spain. So it goes on. I need to know who the biggest in the world is. You watch, it's going to be, because I've seen that over and over again, that they build almost all the big dams and, well, who knows? I shouldn't sit here and obsess over factoids anymore. But Watson, the reason I figured out I'm even more upset now than I've ever been, and I'm talking to everybody else who's in tune and intelligent and informed, you can feel the quickening, as Ron Paul said. It's all starting to come to a head. And you talk about this BBC reporter, top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. You know, you talk about that. That's why he's saying he went public. According to the quotes you have in the article, is that he sees the whole world going down in flames. Why not just tell it all? And it's that spirit that may save us. If we just stop caring what our neighbor thinks, our neighbor only follows who they think is the winner or where they think the wind's blowing. We've got to stand up as leaders. And it doesn't mean you have all the answers. It doesn't mean you're the best spoken person, talking about myself. It doesn't mean I love that Full Metal Jacket quote. You know, Private Joker is silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. Folks, you just got to know things are wrong, and you got to stand up and say, folks, wake up, look around you. Things are not in good shape right now. I mean, when they come out and start sending people $1,500 fines without a judge or jury on an unpaid $1.25 ticket, and I know the law, that's illegal. I mean, state of Texas last year ruled that the red light cameras are illegal, just like California did. And the company says, I don't care, we're doing it. I mean, they're just a pack of scum, Watson.
Well, it's a predatory system, and I mean, they won't just let us live our lives. You know, before people thought, well, if I just keep my nose out of their business and I'm not political, I'll be able to live my life. But they're not going to allow you to do that because it's a predatory system that depends on feeding upon the public for its own sustenance.
I tell you, Paul, there is now 100% confirmed they are going for broke. And we say that all the time, but every moment it dawns on me more just how dire our straits are. And people should be a lot more awake. Okay, sure, every incumbent's being thrown out. That isn't enough. We need bankers indicted. We need the Federal Reserve gone. We need... And see, the globalists know, as Ron Paul said, we're gaining ground. They can look into the future and tell we're going to win. That's why they're trying to head us off at the pass.
Exactly, and they're planting false flags with which to do that, which is also what Hart talks about. He says that Israel is basically planting the false flag based around the stolen nukes from Minot Air Force Base, and that it's going to be used as a pretext going to Iran. So, and he was on the inside. That's not an opinion to be taken lightly. This is somebody who was deeply on the inside in the Middle East.
Well, I mean, the fact that they're so bold to blow up those towers in front of everybody and then even say they were going to blow up seven and then blow it up and say we never said that when there's scores of radio and TV newscast as they did it and they had the BBC false script, they blew it up. And then We Are Change went and interviewed that reporter, the BBC World News anchor, and he said, oh, I was taking my son to see a movie that day. I wasn't working on 9/11. And they said, yes, sir, here's the transcript. You were on TV. And he goes, oh, I guess you're right. I was there. And you can tell that guy's an operative. And he suddenly says, ah, I guess you're informed. I'll have to speak to you as a human. It was the same thing with Gary Hart. Remember Gary Hart when they go, you said that our government will stage terror attacks to invade Iran. You threatened Ahmadinejad in a public letter. And Hart said, I did no such thing. And they said, here is the letter. And they read it, and he goes, oh, yes, I did. And suddenly he changed, started sweating, and he went, he knew he had actual humans on his hands. And he was like, whoa, because they're so used to talking to zombies. Stay there. Key info, then your call. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I promise to get to your calls and cover some other news. So Walter Berrien's coming up in about 30 minutes. David, Roy, Joe, Eric, John, we're going to in a moment. I get so busy ranting and raving about what's happening inside the New World Order here that I don't even plug our on-air sponsors. I don't even tell you about the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Look. We're funded by you, the listeners of this show, so please support our local AM and FM affiliates, support their local sponsors. We're getting a lot of new stations. That's one way to support us. Spread the word about the free internet streams, the podcast, the iPhone free app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can send it to people that have iPhones or iPads. The link's up on Infowars.com. In the listen page, you can buy Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, about taking the states back. And the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, such an important film. Where were you during the Second American Revolution? Such an important film. I'm in it, many others are. The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, the book the CIA doesn't want you to read, from the inside of the Pentagon and the CIA, from one of their top black op commanders, back in print for the first time in decades. An Invisible Empire, New Order Defined by Jason Burmes. Great new film about the globalists, their master plan, who they are, their admissions of world government, all available at Infowars.com. And when you purchase the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials, you get a tool to wake others up and inform yourself to a higher level, but you also support our operation. And we're in the weird paradox of doubling the listeners every year consecutively for a long time. And as the economy falls out from under us, revenue going down. And I've expanded. We finished the new building. I'm soon going to do a tour of it and show it to you. And now I've got I ran out of the money bomb money building that and putting everything in. I need to finish the studio. I need to fund my operation. I need to be able to get the personnel in to do it. So we're going to set up a money bomb and do that. But we don't have time to screw around and wait. If you want to support us, buy the books, buy the videos. I know times are tough, but just support us. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can share it with six people, the passcode. Our whole mission is just getting the word out here, but also being financially secure to be able to continue through these tough times that are here. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And every purchase supports us. If you want to just give a donation, that's fine. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, like I said, or call toll-free to get the books and films, 888-253-3139. We've had a big effect because of you. And by the way, all the films are free on YouTube and Google and everywhere else. If you can't afford any of my films, just Google them. They're free. And please, don't take it for granted then. Get the URL. Send them out to everybody. Give them to everybody. Or download them in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, but we need the seed money to operate. So, again, I want to thank all of you for your support. And a great way to be part of the fight is to financially support us. I mean, who else is at the tip of the spear like us? Who else is mad dog wild to fight the New World Order? Who else can't control themselves and is just constantly attacking the enemy? The InfoWars team. All right, going back to Watson. We got about a minute and a half. Finishing up with this huge story. Top construction firm WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. Final comments on that, Watson.
Yeah, you were talking about the BBC Building 7 video. The version of that that I uploaded to YouTube nearly 3 years ago has over a million views, about 1.1 million views. And for about a year, they took it down, but now it's back up again. But they're definitely watching it closely because I got an email from YouTube today saying basically that it violated copyright. They didn't say they were going to take it down, but...
Yeah, what you do is you file a fair use filing on them. Yeah. I mean, we have a right to show them saying Building 7 had fallen exactly as it fell 25 minutes before it fell on two different BBC channels. We have a right to show CNN with police saying, get back, they're blowing up the building. They murdered those people. We have a right. Stay there, Watson. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.